First parak of Zvachim, fourth Mishnah. Pesach achad shofnu shaloi lishma. Till now we're talking about shechting the kavanah shaloi lishma that they puzzle by Pesach and Chatas. Now we mentioned there in the beginning of the Masechta that aside from the Shechita, there are other avodas that one has in mind, lishma, at the time he does them, it's puzzle. Kibel, if he received the blood in a vessel, Klisharis, Valach, and he went with the vessel, the Zarak, and or he sprinkled the blood, shaloi lishma. Any of these four avodas, Shechita, Kabbalah, Alach, and Zrika, and the Kabbalah, the Pesach Chatas, that he did shaloi lishma, is puzzle. Not only if he did shaloi lishma, but even the shma below lishma. At the time he was doing, he thought, I went to the same Pesach, and afterwards he said the same some other Kalvin, same Shloman. Oh, Shalom Lishma Lishma. But first he thought Shalom Lishma, and then he said afterwards Lishma. Since he involved the count of the Lord Lishma in the Machshav of the Kalvin, to the Keita, Lishma Shalom Lishma, what's an example of Lishma below Lishma, the same Pesach, the same Shloman. He wants him to the same Pesach and the same Shloman. Oh, Shalom Lishma Lishma. But he was makdim the Lord Lishma, the same Shalom, the same Pesach. Shazevach nisa ba'abod dvorim. If you the machshav at the time of the avodah of the korban, in four places can pass on the korban: by shchita, by kibul, by hiluch, and by zrika. Both when he's shechting it, and when he receives the blood, and when he's walking with the blood, and when he's sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. Hashem mashu behiluch. Hashem says no. If you had a puzzle of machshav when you did the hiluch, walking with the korban with the blood, it's kosher. So you have to have shir shalom b'shchita. There's no way of bringing a korban without shechting it. You have to be makadosh the blood by receiving it in this kli sharis. Shalom b'shchita. You have to sprinkle on the zveich. Avul efshir shalom b'hilah. There is a way of bringing a korban without walking with the blood. How? Shechel b'tam b'zveich zarek. If you shecht it immediately close to the zveich, if he's close enough, they could sprinkle the blood from the place of the shchita. So therefore, since it's a malach which is not essential for the korban, even though now I did shecht it further away, but since it's that type of melacha which I can't do without sometimes when you think the Roma Shav by doing it, it's not possible. That's Rav Shimon's opinion, not the Tanna Kama, not Rabbi Lez Oimer, Hamahalo, Bemoka Shud Tzorak Lahalach, or Shav Potel. Rav Shimon is a compromise. Tanna Kama says, melacha is always an avoida, and therefore if you have the Roma Shav when you're doing it, you can pass the Korban. Rav Shimon says, no, melacha is never pass the Korban. Rabbi Lez says, if you're going to a place which is necessary, that's considered part of the avoida of the law, Hayalacha, then Machshava Paiselis, Machshava Shainzor Lahalech. But you did not, if you were close to the Zbech and you went away from the Zbech, and at that time you had this Machshava, then it is not possible. The Kabbani Machshava Paiselis, yeah, that such a Machshava does not pass. Okay. The Rav says Halacha is not like Rabbi Lazer, which means that he has Rabbi Lazer. Means that he understood that Rabbi Lezer is coming to disagree, like we just explained. But Rav Vega points out that Rashi is mashma not like that. But the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer one opinion, and Rabbi Lezer just explaining it. That which the Tanakhama said, that if you have the Roma Shov by Holocha, walking with the diamond apostles, means when you're doing it as Avoida, which means bringing it closer to the Mizbeach. But if you decide to walk away from the Mizbeach, that Holocha is not Holocha's Adam. And since it's not part of the Avoida, if you have the wrong machshav when you're doing that, it's not part of the problem.